Right. Oh, I need to catch up with myself. So, who believes? There's something powerful. There's something powerful that you need to know today. That Jesus didn't just come to walk beside you, but he came to live inside you. Not just Jesus the example, but Jesus the Savior. Jesus is in you, the resurrected, ruling, reigning Son of God, dwelling in your spirit. Colossians 1:27 says it best, that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ near you, not Christ visiting you, but Christ in you. Come on, would somebody say it with me? Jesus is in me. See, this is the mystery that Paul preached with fire. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's your confidence. That's your strength. That's your supernatural advantage. So what actually happens when Jesus is in you? His power lives in you. Romans 8 verse 11 says, the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. You are not weak, but you are filled with the power of God. You are not defeated. You're resurrected. You're raised to new life from the inside out. That Jesus in you means that chains don't hold us back. That demons cannot dwell near you. That depression can't define you. That your past cannot hold you. Because resurrection lives in you. Come on, let's declare it. Resurrection lives in me. Hallelujah. And because Jesus lives in you, your purpose awakens in you. Jesus in you activates your calling. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Jesus in you gives you a vision for your future. He gives you the courage to walk it out. He gives you fire from heaven to pursue it with boldness. That you are not here just to exist, but you are here to ignite something. That when Jesus is within you, then peace reigns in you. John 14 verse 27 says, my peace I give to you. If you need life, then go to Jesus. Because he of peace. When Jesus is in you, then fear must bow. Anxiety must leave. Chaos must settle. You don't carry peace like a package. You carry the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus himself. His peace lives in you and in me. If Jesus is in you, it means that you will never be the same. Once he lives in you, life is not about trying harder, but it's about surrendering to him deeper. That you don't fight for victory, but you fight from a place of victory. That you're not reaching for hope, but that you are carrying hope. Galatians 2:20 says, "It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me." Come on, can you say that scripture with me? It is no but Christ who lives in me. Come, say this after me. Jesus is in me. His power is in me. His peace is in me. His purpose is in me. I am not alone, because Jesus lives in me. And because Jesus lives in me and in you, there should be some characteristics of Jesus. The nature of Jesus. Now, I'd love it if somebody could come and show me a scripture in the Bible that says Jesus fought. That Jesus didn't forgive other people. Or that Jesus didn't care about people that were anxious or depressed. You're going to get real talk out of me today, and I'm not apologizing. If we want to be like Jesus living in us, then we need to remember those things. Love. It says that the first commandment, the most important commandment, is love one another. How do you think Janet and I managed 32 years of marriage? Do you think that we just had a happy run all the time? No, I irritated her. She irritated me. There were times we disagreed. But it's Jesus in us that I could overlook her faults, and she could overlook my faults. Amen. And that we could forgive one another. So maybe you know, is Jesus in you? And if he isn't truly in you, then maybe today's the day that you need to let him right in. I had to forgive my father. That was not easy. But I had to do it. That all those people that did those things to me in my childhood, that broke me, I had to forgive them too. What makes us think that we are more powerful than Jesus, who is forgiving? What makes us more powerful that we cannot forgive others when Jesus has forgiven us? True. Who do we think we are? I had to forgive the man that married my daughter. When she fell pregnant at 16, that threatened to burn me in my house and Janet and stand outside laughing while we were screaming. A drug dealer, a drug addict, who threatened to throw acid over my son when he was walking to work. You're getting real talk today. Real talk from Robin. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go and beat him and hurt him. But you know what? I went to a conference and there was a lady who was forgiveness. And at the end of that talk, there were thousands of people there. She said, now we've put up a wall, Perspex wall. There's a sticker note. Write down with somebody that you need to forgive. And stick it on the wall. Write down Chris's name. I said, Lord, I can't do that. I can't do that. Just can't do it. But I did. I didn't just write his name that I forgave him, but I wrote his name and I put a prayer underneath that he would come to salvation in Jesus. And I walked down to that wall with and I put it okay. Are you getting my drift? So what about you? Show each other love and kindness. With me, in me, his power is in me, his purpose is in me. I am not alone. Isn't that brilliant? Did you know that? Now, my prayer for each and every single. Just deal with that now. You need to forgive somebody, do it. You need to repent. Lord, I was way out of order with it. And say, Lord, more of Christ. Quietly. Just now.